At lunch, they forgot the cutlery. To be fair, my partner Bishan and I had arrived after normal lunch hours. But the gracious hotel, housed in a beautifully restored 17th century colonial building in Tharangambadi, a former Danish colony on the coast of Tamil Nadu in southern India, assured us that was not a problem. We sat on the veranda next to trees laden with pink and white plumeria blossoms, waiting for our fish curry and biryani. The food arrived, but without plates. When we pointed that out, a flustered waiter ran off to get some. Later, Bishan realized we had no cutlery either. By then, the wait staff had vanished as well. "It's okay," I said. "We'll just eat with our hands anyway." I don't know what the ghosts of dead Danes surrounding us in Tharangambadi, or Trankebar, as the Danes called it, would have made of our table manners. But eating with our fingers felt like an assertion of post-colonial cultural pride. We live, after all, in the age of Zoran Mamdani. This is Sandeep Roy in Trankebar. After a video surfaced of Mamdani, the man who wants to be New York's next mayor, eating biryani with his fingers, Texan Congressman Brandon Gill said, "Civilized people in America don't eat like this. If you refuse to adopt Western customs, go back to the Third World." His India-born wife, Danielle D'Souza Gill, insisted even she never grew up eating rice with her fingers. Predictably, that caused an uproar in India, where millions of people eat with their hands every day, and with forks and spoons as well. Former parliamentarian Johor Sarkar pointed out that forks were actually unknown to the West till a Byzantine princess brought them to Venice in the medieval period. But the church at that time saw it as decadent, not in accordance with good Christian values. The journalists of NDTV News Channel even ate with their fingers on camera as if to say, "Talk to the hand."
It's a whole experience, and Mr. Gill needs some food for thought.
This is our life, and there's nothing unhygienic about it.
When you put a KFC ad which says finger-licking good, that's okay.
Civilization was very much on my mind as we wandered around Trankebar. This was where Bartholomew Ziegenbalg and Heinrich Plutschau landed in July 1706, the first Protestant missionaries in India. The European missionaries are long gone, but the church is still full on a Sunday morning. The guide says Ziegenbalg brought not just Lutheranism, but also a printing press. He shows us an old German press with wooden type.
This is original?
This is
original.
Wooden
type.
Wooden.
Ziegenbalg printed the Bible in Tamil, but the first book printed in Tamil was Abominable Heathenism in 1713. Missionary zeal was about the word of God, but it was always also about civilizing the abominable heathens. In India, history books always open with the Indus Valley civilization. That's roughly 3300 to 1300 BCE. Since then, many other civilizations rose and fell up and down the Indian subcontinent, yet missionaries still felt they needed to show Indians the light. Trankebar feels haunted by the ghosts of that exercise in civilization. It's a picture postcard village, golden beach, blue waters, bleating goats, and the houses of long departed Danes blindingly white in the hot sun. The commander's house has become a maritime museum now. One room has more evidence of the civilizing mission of colonialism. Black and white photographs of the short-lived Danish attempt to colonize the Nicobar Islands off the coast of India. Most of the colonists died from Nicobar fever, most likely malaria, and eventually the whole project was abandoned. The only vestige of civilization left? In one photograph of the Champen tribe, the men all discreetly hide their genitals with their hands so as to not offend the sensibilities of most civilized viewers. But then, civilization is always in the eyes of the beholder. On that same trip, as we had a beer at a small dark bar, the waiter kept bringing us little plates of munchies, chickpeas, chili chicken, wedges of boiled eggs, idli rice cakes, watermelon. So much food, we cried in alarm. But it's complimentary, the waiter protested. You must have some chakna or snacks with your drink. Used as we were to one measly bowl of salted peanuts with our drinks, whether in Kolkata or in San Francisco, we stared at the veritable picnic spread before us in amazement. Even more surprisingly, I found out later, in Tamil slang, chakna is called touchings, literally food to be touched with your fingers. It all felt, dare I say it, so very civilized.
And I ask God what to do. Then I feel Him touching me, touching you.
This is Sandeep Roy in Tharangambadi for KALW.